Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again. With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It is hour three, the final hour of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's football talk. I am a simple goat. I live on the back of a pickup truck.
I can't say the rest of the song. There's too many curse words.
I barely remember that. I remember listening to that album. What was all on there?
He made so many albums. I remember the best one was the one with me. I'm a lonesome kicker. Extra points, field goals at your service. Remember that?
Yeah, okay. So
kicker.
We were talking about this like when we were at a break here, and I said the idea of like Mike Myers is good is the same logic. Like he still makes good movies is the same logic as like Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, there's been one good movie and it was critically slammed in the last 15 years. And it was the Funny People one by Apatow. Like nobody liked it.
I mean,
everyone in the comedy liked it, but no one else watches it.
Funny People was a good movie, but it was about an hour too long.
Absolutely.
Like, they could have cut. They
90
cut
minutes
an hour
needed to be 90 minutes. It felt like 190 minutes. That was the problem. That's the best movie that he's done.
Did you see Sandler's new thing on Netflix?
I saw a clip where, what was the clip? It was called My Phone, My
Uber
Wallet.
Driver?
No, Phone, Wallet, Keys. That was a really funny rap.
He does that. Like it's all him singing and then telling a joke for the entire time. And it's filmed over like, you know, four or five different locations or something.
All he's doing, dude, all he's doing is finding any way to fulfill that stupid deal he cut with Netflix to cut like five movies. The guy, no ideas. He's just like,
I thought it was great. Like I watched that Ridiculous Six movie or whatever. It was pretty terrible. I didn't like it.
I didn't watch that one, but I did watch the one where I think he plays like a secret agent and like David Spade is in it.
Oh, no. I didn't see that. How bad was it?
It was bad.
Was it bad?
It was really,
all right.
David Spade.
Now, let me ask you this. If you were 15, you think you would have liked it?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. Adam Sandler in our age demographic, when we were like teenagers, he was one of the best out there. Like everything he did was gold. Happy Gilmore, Mr. Deeds, Waterboy. Waterboy started. Mr. Deeds and Waterboy started to be the turn where it was like, where are we going here?
I think Waterboy was
Billy Madison.
Some of the best stuff. Billy Madison was great too.
Yeah.
But then, like, I think Mr. Deeds was like, okay, this is getting to be not as good as the other one.
We don't need this much John Turturro, but we are going to keep getting him, apparently. And then it started to turn. Mike Myers did the same thing.
Where was Adam Sandler in Rounders? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, take like Mike Myers, like early on post SNL, he had like Wayne's World, which was his, which was great. He branched out a little bit and did So I Married an Axe Murderer, and he is a control freak. If you're aware of him, like he literally, I don't know how many people know this. Chris Farley originally voiced Shrek.
Right.
And then he obviously, for reasons,
he passed away.
So it was redone with Mike Myers. Mike Myers did the whole movie in one voice, then made them pay to do it again in a completely different voice. It paid off, but the guy's a control freak, so he hasn't done that much stuff, and it's gotten worse. First Austin Powers, fine. Second one, eh. Third one, this needs to stop and never come back.
Like, I just remember after... I think was it after Katrina and MTV was doing a big benefit thing, call this 800 number, blah blah blah. Mike Myers showed up for that, and that was, he was standing right behind Kanye when Kanye did the whole George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah,
and then you could just see his face go, okay, all right, I'm leaving.
Dude, you know, Mike Myers did The Love Guru.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad. But wait a minute. Adam Sandler ripped it off and did the other one. What was it? The hairstylist, the Israeli hairstylist spy guy. What was that one?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And he drank the I just remember because there was some stupid drink that he loves so much called Fizzy Bubby.
I think that was Love Guru. I mean, I'm looking at his movies.
No. It was Mike Myers did one. And then Adam Sandler did one. They're like the same thing.
You're confusing Adam's. Adam Sandler was fizzy bubbly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Adam Sandler ripped off The Love Guru from Mike Myers.
Oh,
like they did the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, and that shows you like everything that you need to know about the decision making of all of this. It's a horrible idea. I don't know. Seth Green is in the new one, by the way. The only cast for
you don't mess
four.
With the Zohan, by the way.
Yeah, it's just...
That's what the name of it was.
They all go down, man.
I guarantee you, if you watch the stand-up thing, you'll like it.
I bet I will, because he's not making a movie.
Yeah, it's just a stand-up thing.
The worst thing he is at life right now is making movies.
God.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's got all the money. He's probably a great dad. You know, he's probably a generous person, a good friend. He's a better comedian. He makes horrible movies.
You didn't like...
No.
You like The Wedding Singer?
I love The Wedding Singer.
What year does it stop? That
was like 2000, maybe.
I'm asking. What year does it stop?
It stops at Wedding Singer. So I'm going to tell you. It stopped at...
Was 51st Dates before or
it stopped
after
in 1998. That's when it stopped. 51st Dates was stupid.
I thought it was
good. It was okay. Wedding Singer was the end of it.
It was fine. It wasn't like amazing.
Last good Adam Sandler movie was The Wedding Singer. 100%.
Fifty first dates.
The concept is this girl got hit in the head by like a freaking coconut or something, and he has to keep doing the dates.
It's a comedy movie, dude. I mean, can't you suspend disbelief for a second?
No.
Jesus.
No. I mean, dude, Drew Barrymore does look like the person that a coconut could hit her and she would forget her memory. She does look like that. All right. Enough about this. Mike Myers sucks. Adam Sandler is trying to revive Suckle. And I don't know who the other person we were talking about was. Mike Myers
is the worst.
All right.
Mike Myers is the worst. Okay.
The worst. Apparently, he's in the new Bohemian Rhapsody movie, which is getting murdered online right now.
Is it really?
It is getting destroyed because they made a Freddie Mercury movie, a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
Sacha Baron Cohen had one in the workings about 10 years ago, and they were saying gonna be close to NC-17, the one they wanted to make. Probably the one that wins an Academy Award, too. Not this piece of trash.
Academy Award.
Yeah, Academy Award.
Academy.
Macademy? Oh, I said Macademy. Yeah. Academy Award winning. All right. Let's get to week 9. Damn it. Keep getting sidetracked on all this stuff. Who the hell was the game? It was the Bears and the Bills. Huge, huge line. Bogman did great last week. You should listen and put all your financial advice into what Bogman says here for this week. I highly suggest it. The Bears are favored by 10, a road 10-point favorite. 37.5 is the line. Mitch Trubisky been fine. Did you hear that also the Bills are saying that LeSean McCoy is in their 2019 plans?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, great.
I feel like
obviously he is, or they would have traded him, right?
I feel like there might be a Netflix documentary that might be in his plants in 19 more than the Bills, if you know what I mean. Some big old veneered woman is going to be on his side.
Oh my God. I would bet my life on LeSean McCoy's innocence.
I wouldn't. What do you think about this one? The Bills suck. Nate Peterman is ready to get him to a win, though.
I think whatever you do,
you're wrong.
I think you got to take the under in this, don't you? Even though it's so low. It's the most tempting over I've ever seen, which means it's going to be like 23-10 this game. So I just, you can't bet on the Bills offense at all to do anything.
Can you bet on the Bills to cover that line, though?
It's
a big line.
It is. I can't bet on that. I'm going to take Chicago in the under. They're going to win by 10, but somehow this is going to go under.
Probably no Allen Robinson.
This is what I want. I want to have my cake and eat it too.
I'm going to do the same, unfortunately.
Are you really?
I can't. I mean, the Buffalo. I mean, I would think I was right about the Packers one. I took the Packers, and you're like, no way. It was 9.5. And I was like,
it was the under on the Patriots and the Bills game, and it hit. The under hit. So that was one where you nailed both of them, and I only got the Patriots because it was the Patriots by 14. They won by 19. But that game, the over was low for that. For a Patriots game, 44.5, but you can score on the Patriots. Their defense isn't that good, and Buffalo couldn't score even with playing catch up the entire game. The game was terrible.
Yeah, they're not good. But yeah, I'm going to agree with you here. I'm going to go Chicago just because the Bills are so atrocious, and I don't know, the odds, you know, if you want to play the game of averages here with, you know, the Bills being able to, you know, Nate Peterman finally throwing a touchdown and not throwing 12 picks and stuff like that. I just like, why would it start against the Bears? Khalil Mack is going to eat Peterman alive. No, I'm going to go under. I'm going to go Chicago Bears. That's not one I would be wanting to play with, though. I mean, I don't know. Some people might find safety in it. Let's go to the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. The Greg Williams coached Cleveland Browns, and what is his name? Wiley, probably the most popular Halloween costume. If you saw those,
were there really people dressing up as Wiley?
I didn't see him, like me personally, because I'm in Arizona. No one cares about Cleveland, but in Cleveland, lots of people, lots of babies.
Is that just because there's so many fat people?
No.
I mean,
what did I tell you a long time ago? I think I said it on, I want to say Sleeper on the Bust, when you and I joined Spore and Justin Mason, where I said, if there's one thing that people love, skinny people love more than anything, acting like they're fat. It's their favorite thing on the planet to shame fat people by pretending to be fat. So who do you think the people that dressed up like Coach Wiley were?
All skinny
women.
Okay.
It's their favorite thing. Didn't see any skinny guys.
I saw
they're too busy taking the Instagram pictures, and it was all skinny women.
It was a fake Comedy Central commercial where they were, it was like a fake app, and it was a point your phone at someone's costume, and then it would tell you what they're trying to be. And then you were supposed to go, oh, I get it.
I get it.
The app was called I Get It.
I like that one. Does it audibly say it too? I get it.
No, it's like the person looking at it when it pops up. They go, oh, I get it. But this chick was wearing like a skimpy bikini, and she had this weird beard thing going on. And it was like a Cthulhu in a bikini or something. She goes, oh, I get it. I get it.
Probably a lot of that app needed for this, because people dressing up, you know, in a orange polo with a huge gut and a mustache and just going, huh,
criminal.
Huh. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Chiefs are favored by 8.5 against the first Cleveland Brown coaching job of Greg Williams here. Over under is 52. Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in touchdowns. He very well could hit 3,000 yards in this game. He only needs 470, and that's possible here against the Browns. Kareem Hunt has been awesome. Tariq Hill has been awesome. Everybody has been great with the Chiefs. The Browns, they've got a big test ahead of them. what does this offense look like and do with Baker Mayfield? Are we going to see an influx of David Njoku like we thought we were? Will we get more of a prominent Nick Chubb role? And will the offense, since it's so new and transformed over, if it's going to be new, do you think they maybe sit on a safety net known as Duke Johnson? Maybe this is a big Duke Johnson week.
I mean, it could be. I think that the Browns will want to control the clock. They'll want to keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands, so they'll try to run it a bunch. But I think that that could also lead to a bunch of three and outs and short fields for Kansas City. I'm definitely taking the over in this game because Kansas City's defense is bad, and I know it's partly bad because teams got to play catch up and all that stuff against them. But, you know, garbage points count all the same. I take Kansas City, and I'm going to go over on this.
I am going to go Kansas City, and I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I already wrote it down.
Oh, you knew that. Okay.
You always have to pick something opposite of me most of the time. You didn't in the last one, which is surprising to me.
Well, I think there's a possibility here. Like, I think I played Nick Chubb somewhere, and, you know, Baker Mayfield you could get down with. But I think Kansas City's defense could actually give them hell. So this very well could also be a game where it's like 40 to 10, and that's still not going to cover. So I think the Chiefs can do what they do. There's just no promise that the Browns are going to be able to do what they need to do. So that's why I lean on the under. But Kansas City, 8.5, I don't know. That's kind of, I don't want to call that safe or anything like that. But
it's pretty safe.
I'd put some shekels on it for sure, right?
You would say that the Chiefs are better than the Steelers, right? And we saw the game, and the Chiefs definitely better than the Steelers, and the Steelers beat the Browns by more than 8, and that was before they had all this upheaval. So I think Cleveland's trailing right now. I think Kansas City's an easy pick.
Yep. All right, one more here before the break. Dolphins, they host the New York Jets. The Miami's favored by 2.5. The over-under is 43.5. More Brock Osweiler. Sam Darnold leads the NFL in interceptions. Isaiah Crowell probably leads in concussions. So what do you think about this one? Kenny and Drake.
43.5?
43.5. That move for you?
How do they
think points will be scored?
Yeah, I mean, how did they get to 43.5? Like, that's what I'm thinking. So I think my instant reaction is to take the under. I do believe in Sam Darnold. I don't know that I believe in him on the road without weapons. They just have nothing in that offense.
You sound
right
like
now.
You want to go Jets.
I do. I want to, but I don't think I can. So I think I'm going to take Miami at home. I'm going to go with the under in this game.
Going to do the same. That's me, too. I'm going to go Miami and the under. I expect this to be a messy, gross game. Some Kenny and Drake. Not much on the Jets side. I don't hold hopes. But don't you go anywhere. You hold the court because we will be back right after this break. We're going to finish up. We got a few more of the, quote, morning games. Get to the afternoons. More Week 9 with Bogdan and the Welsh coming up right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Welcome back. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, ITL. That's the acronym of In This League, right? Is that?
That's right.
I did that accurately.
Sure.
Accurately with the acronyms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. I am very happy to have done that. I am the Welsh. First name the, last name Welsh. You, if all of your fan mail, you can write it just as that, which is nice.
We got two sections left. We got two segments left in the show, and now you're introducing yourself.
Yeah. Hi, welcome in. I think we did it earlier, but we just don't remember anything what's going on here. That's Scott Bogman.
Hi.
Bogman is a great guy. If you come out to visit, he'll offer his home up to you. If you don't mind cats, he'll even drive you around. And all you have to do is pay for food.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
People... I gotta be honest with you. I mean, this is a secret show topic. We need to talk. I feel like we need to talk about this, but like, people's favorite thing is feeding you. Like, everybody loves to feed you.
So my friends' wives love to feed me. That's for sure.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a thing across the board. I'm not sure if people like you and want you to be happy. I don't know if people are treating you like a zoo animal.
Appreciation. You know, I think it's I know that's why my buddy's wives love feeding me. It's because the appreciation. I'm always like, oh, God, this is so good.
So, okay, so follow me here then real quick. So there's
it's also a lot of people feel sorry for me. They're like, oh, he lives alone, doesn't get a nice home cooked meal ever. I'm like, yeah, I never get any of that.
Don't have a family.
When 50% of my meals are like, you know, my mom will cook me some stuff once a week.
And then whatever.
I'll run by my buddy's house. His wife will be cooking something up. My friend Kate makes something every once in a while. Hey, come get this. You know, I got at least four free meals this week.
Well, I got three. So I think the first one could just be like, you know, people want to do the thing. I think the second one lives in a world where they're treating you like a zoo animal. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Like they want to see you like eat. And for their entertainment, but I think
that's Thursday Night Football. Definitely.
But okay, and I think it falls into. Let me finish.
Okay.
It falls into the last one where I think it also could be people want to feed you to feel better about themselves, and I think two and three could be together where people because like people love to feel better about themselves. Like we listen to a podcast where the guy is a fat pig, and his favorite thing is to watch other people. Do the things that he hates himself about. So other people love to encourage somebody of something that they're uncomfortable about. And I think there's a line in between there because it is incredible. We went to a baseball. I want people to understand this. Bogman didn't do a live stream to come out to a baseball game. And these guys played a poker tournament and half the proceeds went to feeding Bogman in a meal that they get to choose and watch. Like, that's weird.
Well, you know, I do the Thursday Night Football with Bogman where in general the Thursday Night Football games are so terrible that nobody wants to watch them. But if you watch them with me, I'm watching them, I'll try to keep you entertained. You know, I answer some questions, we'll do whatever. Sometimes we play bingo. You know, I try to keep you entertained during the game that's generally horrible. Like that game last night. Why would you want to watch Nick Mullins versus Derek Carr?
Not much.
You know, even if you're like, hey, look, Nick Mullins is really good. We didn't know that. That's exciting. Okay.
I'm a lifelong 49er fan. I watched 0 seconds of that game.
The game was still 34-3, right? Yeah. And it's the sloppiest football that you can get, the Thursday Night Football, because these teams don't get enough rest before playing them.
So where does this have to do with people wanting to feed you and watch you eat?
Well, this has nothing to do with that. Oh, okay. I'm just saying why I do Thursday Night Football. But yeah, people will feed me because I'll take, you know, whatever it is, 3.5-4 hours out of my day and sit and, you know, watch the game with them and talk about it and stuff. So, but you're right. I definitely got money from two different people. They played a poker tournament and I think I got whatever it was. I don't know if I got all the percentage.
Guess what I got? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, how many Thursday Night Footballs have you done?
I'm out scouting. I'm out doing scouting. I'm out doing the networking. I'm doing this stuff. I got kids to feed, Bogman.
Right.
I'm not seeing anything.
First of all,
bunch of neighbors.
You called me a fat slob.
I did not call you a fat slob.
You absolutely called me a fat slob. And you think I don't know that you did.
I called the podcast guy a fat slob. No.
You disrespect me so much.
No.
And you think I don't know. You think you're so much smarter than me.
I'm not.
You're not smarter than me.
I didn't say I am. I'm not disrespecting you whatsoever. I'm not pot calling the kettle black. That's not the gig.
No, you're Welsh calling the Bogman fat. That's what you are.
I mean, we need Dennis Roy to like make that a whole thing. That would be funny. No, not at all. I'm enamored. I mean, if I did the things, people would probably want the same for me. They'd want to see me eat fatty foods and get the point.
If just for a second, you would sit there and go, you know what? Yeah, sure. We're scouting Vladimir Guerrero. It's a lot of fun. If just for a second you went by a restaurant that was close and said and gave the score of the local nachos on a 2080 scale, I bet people would pay for that.
No, you know what? You're right. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm well aware of all the reasons why. I'm very aware. I know, I'm very aware. I don't want to. First off, if I ever do that, by the way, I'm going to kill myself. There's nothing I hate more than...
Now he just said I should kill myself.
No, me. I hate 2080-ing life more than it think it is the lamest. I think it is the lamest thing on the planet. Every time I hear someone go, that's a 70 on the 80 joke scale, I want to shoot them in the face. I think it is the worst. And it is no different than being like, oh, well, you know, that's a second rock with the sword on the Gork's fourth. Like, what are you talking about, you magic nerd? That's just like some nerd talk that they would talk about in their dungeons where they play World of Warcraft. Like, don't do that stuff. We don't need to do that stuff in this society. We don't need to make everything about 2080. That's not okay.
We need Rotten Tomatoes to tell us how good these movies are. Everything is based on some type of a sliding scale, I'm telling you.
Yeah, especially our weight sliding up, both of us.
Yeah, it's the nurse going, all right, got to slide this one over too, I guess.
I just thought it was interesting.
Slide this one too, I guess.
But you are more likable. I mean, that we've discussed that and both openly fine with it. You are more likable. But I think you should look deeper into it because let's make sure everybody has your best interest at hand. You know,
I don't care if they do, to be honest with you. Like, they want to buy me some food Portillo's to review it. Yeah, I'll eat all the Portillo's.
Well, I know me, Bogman. I think you are wasting opportunity. I've been saying, let's make a series out of it. I wanted to, let me tell you something. Let me stop. Let's put the brakes on the show here for a minute. All of these people want to feed you and watch you, and they want to do that stuff. I wanted to make you money off of this. I wanted to help design a show. We could have done a YouTube channel. I do all the effing imaging. I do all that stuff. I'm going to help make the show, promote it, and spend my time on something that I'm not doing. You want no part of it. I wanted to help make you bigger, not from weight, but from a popularity standpoint. Other people don't want that. I want to make you money.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how I would get money from doing reviews. You know how many people try to do that?
Bogman, do you know that there are guys that stand in a room and watch a video that's on YouTube and they get 90 million hits? They'll review, hey, what's up, guys? We're going to review Bill Burr doing this 2-minute joke, and they'll get 1.4 million views. You are charismatic. People obviously like to get your opinion on food. You would get a lot of views. People would be into. People might like your food recommendations more than your fantasy.
I mean, they probably are better, to be honest with you.
at least your gambling recommendations.
I tell you, well, I mean, there is like, what you don't want to do is take food advice from a skinny person.
Very true.
I can tell you that based on experience. So
I agree. I like. Why would you trust that person?
I don't know.
Sophisticated palate? Get out of here. that guy's never made himself sick where food is up into his throat.
That's why you want to get your food recommendations from people that look like Bobby Flay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Stupid hair.
If they've had a stroke, listen to him even more, I think.
Sure, yeah, if they're dead. If they're dead, like that guy did things right somehow.
Buy their book. If they've died, buy their book on where to travel to eat food.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Especially if their disease was heart-related.
I brought this to a point of people like to bring you food. You tried to turn it on me like I am down-talking you. I am the person that is trying to better your life and use my time and resources to do it. You are the one that didn't want to jump into it.
Wow, what an angel.
I am. I'm arms of an angel.
You and
Bachman.
Mother Teresa, thank you.
And Teresa, exactly. All of us.
Whatever.
All of us together. All of us together. All right, let's get back to it. No way anyone's listening still. where were we? What team did we leave off at?
We just did the Jets in Miami, so whatever's after that.
Easily forgettable, that's why I don't remember.
That's right.
Lions and Vikings. Minnesota is a 5.5-point favorite over. How do we even talk about football after that? How do we even transition?
I don't know. Just transition. Just do it.
Okay. Just do it. Just make the decision. 5.5. Minnesota's favored by 48.5 is the over. We have got Adam Thielen all day. And like I said, like Aldrick Robertson just came out and was like, yeah, I got to step up with Stephon Diggs out. And everyone was like, oh, because he's questionable. There's no guarantee.
That could just mean out of practice.
He was saying for this coming Sunday.
Yeah, well, maybe he's not going to play then.
Yeah, I mean, that was a weird comment. But so we could be without without Diggs. We are without Golden Tate, obviously, on the Lions. I don't know if this will be a new look offense whatsoever. You and I talked about, you know, the perennial son. What's his name? Powell?
Oh, yeah, Powell.
Brandon Powell?
I think that's right.
Okay, I was trying not to do the Maverick center.
Powell.
What's the Maverick center? Dwight Powell, yeah. Not him.
Dwight Powell.
So what do you think and where are you at here? Minnesota favored by 5.5. They are at home, 48.5 over. It's clearly we got to both take the over here.
This is a tough game to predict because Dalvin Cook is going to get in. He's going to be on a snap count. Is that going to hinder Latavius Murray, though, getting into a rhythm? Because what you want is you want a lot of running in this game from Minnesota to run it down Detroit's throat, because Detroit is the worst at stopping the run. They should get better with snacks. They weren't better last week. So if one team is going to run a lot, you would think you would take the under for the clock being chewed up because of that. So I don't know that I want to. I think Minnesota, I'm definitely taking in this game, but I am flip-flopping on the over-under. So I think I'm going to go Minnesota, and I'm going to take the under.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take Minnesota as well. But I'm going to take that.
Minnesota over. And the over.
Yeah.
Got
it. I like some points. I like some points to be had here for sure. And I don't know. I'm on the – like, what is God, my eyes. Minnesota, I was trying to remember. They are 4-3-1. I know. Like, Minnesota, to me, I'd have to see what all the rest are. They've got to be the best 4-win team in the NFL. I think from a talent perspective. I could be misspeaking here. I'll do a quick scan. Bears are 4-3. Who else has 4 wins? Steelers got 4 wins. Ravens got 4 wins. Yeah, I mean, I kind of still think I'm going to stick with that. Minnesota is the best 4-win team in the NFL.
They definitely could be. I mean, they beat San Francisco, Philly. That's a good win. Arizona and the Jets. I don't know. Those aren't all great wins. They tied the Packers. They lost to Buffalo. They lost to the Rams. And they lost to New Orleans last week. So I think they have been playing better. So I'm going to stick to my guns with taking them. But I could see this going either way on the over-under, so I'm just going to stick with the under.
All right, we have got the Atlanta Falcons, the 3-4 Falcons, visiting the 5-2 Redskins. It literally makes me laugh because it doesn't seem believable. Washington is favored by 1.5. The over-under is 48.5. Will Julio Jones score his first touchdown of 2018?
I mean, I think if I'm picking something here, I'd have to say no. Washington's defense is very good this
year. I
got
to tell you, I would want to get right now on mybookie.ag and play the prop and see. I don't know what the odds are. I am putting money on a Julio Jones touchdown in this game.
He has to score one this year, right?
He has to, right?
Is that our buddy Chris Harris, the podcaster, not the corner, would call that a crutch argument.
Yes.
He doesn't have to catch one.
Yeah, it's the biggest crutch. I don't care. Every week he doesn't score, the next week is the week he has to score a touchdown. I'll bet on it every week until I win, and then I'm down however much money. That's why I'm a bad gambler.
I'm going to take the Redskins in this one. I just don't. The Atlanta's just not.
Really?
I think Atlanta's playing for next year already.
6-2 Redskins after this week?
6-2 Redskins.
Unbelievable to me.
I mean, Atlanta's on the road. Atlanta's not very good on the road, and their defense is bad regardless. We saw, Adrian Peterson go and tear up the Giants last week. He could absolutely do the same thing to this Falcons defense that doesn't like tackling anybody. So I got to take Washington, and I think they're going to control the clock, not let this Atlanta offense on the field. And even when they are on the field, Washington's defense has been knocking quarterbacks around recently. Yeah. I'm going to take the under in this game, too.
What do you think about Adrian Peterson? Over 100?
Easily.
Easily?
Yeah. I think he could break another huge one like he did last week.
Walk out of this week with 700 total yards rushing, at least on the year.
Possibly, yeah.
587 right now. So buck 13 gets him over 700.
Man, I think it's definitely doable.
He's going to go over 1,000.
Definitely going to go, as long as he stays healthy and doesn't do any off the field stuff.
Dude, before you even went there, I just felt it was going. I was like, hold back.
Well, he's a Sooner.
I forget. You never let them forget that, do you?
I don't.
God, you remember watching him in college, though?
He's so good.
I
remember he's running all over all of the Longhorns.
Of my memory, it's at least top two of the best running backs that I can really, really sit back and recall that I've seen in college football. He might be the best that I've ever seen, I got good eyes on.
The most embarrassing running back run over anyone I've ever seen, too, is, and I love William Gay, one of my favorite Steelers of all time. Just a great dude on the field and off the field.
Can't catch anything, though. Oh, no, that's Ike Taylor.
That's Ike Taylor. But, I mean, just type in Adrian Peterson runs over William Gay, and it is embarrassing to watch because William Gay went in like a missile with all he had. And Adrian Peterson hit him like he was a speed bump. So are you looking at it?
No, I'm not. Oh, I should. But if I was AP, that would be one of those things like, let's see. I would want AP runs over William Gay. Let's be careful how I type this. Images.
No, you got to see. It's not images.
I don't watch the video while I'm doing this, but yeah, here's a couple still shots. I mean, he looks like a dog that is submitting. That's what he looks like. Rub my belly, Adrian Peterson. That's what William Gay is saying. Rub my belly. I've been a good boy. Please don't hurt me. You are the alpha. Adrian Peterson, one of the best rushers I can recall, at least from college football, and he is continuing it on this year. Do not go anywhere. Because we'll be back for one last segment.
You didn't pick that game.
Oh, I'm going to pick it when we get back. There's your teaser. When we come back, I'll pick this game, and we'll pick the rest of them getting through it week 9 with Bogman and the Welsh of In This League. We'll be right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back. It is the fat shaming Welsh and the IPA drinking Bogman. We're back. Woo! In This League. Woo!
By the way, how about that song, Endless Love?
Endless Love.
Do you remember where that's from?
Why
do we use that clip?
Happy Gilmore.
That's right.
Yep.
Brought to you by Adam Sandler.
When he did good movies in the 90s. When did Happy Gilmore come out? Has to have been like 98.
96,
Happy
maybe.
Happy Gilmore. It came out in 96. Yeah, very good. February 16th, 1996.
I am horrible at dates. I'm nailing them today. I'll never get any of them right.
Oh, my God. Check this out. It is classified as a sports romance movie. Out of here. That one scene.
There's always a chick that he's chasing in all those movies. Yeah, you know?
Is Billy Madison with Veronica Vaughn? Veronica Vaughn. Is that a romance? It's not a romance.
Yeah, it's romantic.
Movie.
No, you remember his bathroom in that movie? It's very romantic.
All his dreams and visions of Veronica Vaughn? Veronica Vaughn. What's his best one, by the way? I don't want to go on a tirade because we probably already lost our job. Waterboy is the top one?
I think so.
I think Billy Madison might be my favorite. One, two, touch the hiney.
It's hard to choose between those two, I think.
Yeah. I think they could make that movie nowadays.
I think that's the holy trinity of Adam Sandler.
I agree with that. I mean, Happy Gilmore started it all. Like, it's the most iconic. Do you think they could make Billy Madison in 2018?
No.
No. Chris Farley's role, Want to Touch the Hiney.
Do you remember the opening scene? Nudie Magazine Day? He's got like the titles of those magazines. You couldn't put those in any movies now.
No, you couldn't.
Nudie Magazine Day. Nudie Magazine Day.
I want to go watch that tonight. I swear to God, I'm going to spend my time watching that. I love it. All right. Let's get back to it. We've probably already lost our gig here with our tirades here, but it's okay.
It's okay because it's Nudie Magazine Day.
It is Nudie Magazine Day. All right. What do we do? All right. We're at
the zoo.
We're at the Buccaneers and the Pan. We should do an entire secret show.
No, you have
show.
To pick Atlanta and Washington.
We should do a secret show where we listen to like the top 10 greatest Adam Sandler songs, and then we just review them. That's an idea. Write that down.
Voodoo spell on you. Yeah. Voodoo.
Rod Carew, not a Jew. That's very good. All right. I got to pick the game. I'm going to take Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota's favored by 5.5. Over under is 48.5.
Nope. That's not the game. Atlanta and Washington.
Washington.
Ooh. Ginkgo biloba.
Yeah. I'm going to take Atlanta. I'm going to take the over.
Atlanta and the over. So you're going to go the complete opposite of me. All right.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Go.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers finally against Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers 5-2 at home. 5-2 record, 4-0 at home. 6.5 favorite over the Bucs. Over under 55 because they have got, I think, number 2 in per game quarterback fantasy points, Ryan Fitzpatrick, back in the lineup for the Bucs. All right.
I love Fitzmagic. This is a tough first week matchup of him back. How much do you fear the Ryan Fitzpatrick starts out horribly in this game and in comes Jameis Winston?
There's no way they can bring Jameis Winston in this game.
Oh, man. Now it's definitely going to happen.
How do you do it? I mean, okay, I'll tell you this right now. If Jameis Winston enters this game, Dirk Cutter doesn't make it to week 10 as the head coach of the Buccaneers.
Oh, I like that.
There's no way. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
There's no way they can do this. Unless Fitzpatrick gets hurt. That's the only circumstance.
I'm going to let you pick this one first. Go ahead.
I am going to go. I'm going to take the under. I don't like this over-under at all.
It is big. 55 is a lot.
I'm going to go with the Bucs. I'm going to just say they're covering the line, not winning the game.
Okay. Tampa Bay in the under. But, yeah. I mean, 6.5 is not even a full touchdown. You wouldn't be surprised if they won.
The Bucs?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be shocked if they won. But I like Carolina in this. But I'm going to take Bucs with those points, and I'm going to take the under because it is a wildly high over-under. Obviously, these teams can score them, but no thanks. It's taken all the value out of points being scored here.
Now, I think Carolina is the easy pick for me. I'm having more trouble with the over-under because Carolina likes to control the clock, but we've seen them put up points in bunches, too, and this is a really bad defense. Like, would you be surprised if Carolina puts up 35?
No.
And then Tampa Bay puts up 21? Because that's 56. 35-21 is 56 points.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be. I really wouldn't be. But at the same time, for me, taking the over when it's 55 or higher, that's for offenses like New Orleans. You know, that's for offenses like right. Kansas City or the Patriots. It's not Carolina and the Buccaneers. Like, I know the Bucs are going to score
points. I stacked
points.
All those Panthers in DFS, so I have to go over on this. So Carolina in the over.
Okay, so we're complete opposites here. I like it.
I like it.
Your game. This is where Bogman will be Sunday, huddled up, screaming at the top of his lungs. So if you're in the Phoenix metro area, you might be able to catch it, because it is the Bogman Bowl. He says that the Baltimore Ravens are his most hated rival. So the Steelers at 4-2-1 visit the 4-4 Ravens, who are 2-1 at home. Baltimore is a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 47. No sign of Lev Bell anywhere. All James Conner, all Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Alex Collins, and new running back Ty Montgomery, or maybe Whiteout. I don't even know what they plan to do with him.
Yeah, it's interesting. Alex Collins a little banged up in this one, too. Both offensive tackles out for the Ravens in this game. I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I think they're a different team than when they played the first time. And there's nothing more that these teams like doing than beating the other team at home. You know, Baltimore beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh loves beating Baltimore in Baltimore. But the offense doesn't work as well on the road. I think we get back to more of a classic type of AFC North battle between these two teams, especially with Baltimore's defense being so good. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh, and I'm going to take the under in this.
Steelers in the over.
Steelers in the over. Okay.
I'm going to take Steelers here. I think this is a opportune game for some points to be scored. I mean, Baltimore is dumb and they're annoying, but Pittsburgh's defense is bad, and Baltimore, they can score some points. It's been known to happen. And maybe Ty Montgomery opens some stuff up. Alex Collins seems to find himself relevant.
The offense hasn't been in rhythm in recent weeks.
No, they have not.
Look, if there's, and the Steelers defense has been better, but if there's a team that the Steelers like giving, I mean, Baltimore always plays
if there's
the
a player
so well,
that'll make them feel whole, it's Artie Burns. Right?
God, trade him to Montreal.
Baltimore. Trade him to Baltimore.
Trade him anywhere. I don't care. Get him out of here.
All right, so we're both taking the Steelers, but I'm taking the over. You're taking the under, right?
Yes.
All right. We are now moving to, how many are there? There's only three afternoon games, so these will be one of them a fantastic choice. So I really hope that you are not dealing with, like, you know, regional issues here. And it's the last one we're going to talk about. But first up, we got the Houston Texans, who are 5-3 against the 3-5 Broncos. The most relevant piece here is the trade that they did with Demaryius Thomas being traded from the Broncos to the Texans. Denver is favored by 1.5. Over under is 46. No Royce Freeman, it looks like. Deshaun Watson's got two viable options because Will Fuller is out. So we've got DeAndre Hopkins, Demaryius Thomas. What you think?
I'm going to take Houston in the over in this one. How is Denver favored? Be honest with you, Denver has not had a very, I guess, yeah. And if you look at, like, the basic line of home getting a 3-point advantage, you would say Denver's not really favored. But
that's a good point.
I would say I think Houston's going to walk in this game. I think Houston has looked very good. They had the extra time to prep for this. They added the weapon with Demaryius Thomas, and he can also go into Houston and say, hey, look, this is the way to take advantage of this offense. And I think he's going to be the best scout that they have. So I'm going to take Houston in the over in this game.
Who is the player? Was it wasn't it someone that went to, like, the Patriots and they're like, hey, that team got any fun, tricky plays? Didn't we hear? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
There was somebody this year that changed teams, and then their coaches was like, hey, so your team you were with, they got any fun, cool plays to talk about? Essentially being like, tell us the playbook of that team. That's what the Texans would do.
Was that Todd Haley?
Well, I mean, he's taking it to the grave with him. I would say, what'd you say? You said Texans and the
over.
All right, because I'm going to go Texans and the under, though. I don't like point scoring opportunities here. Denver, they still have a defense. It's not what it once was, but they're still.
I mean, they have players to play defense. That's
yeah,
true.
But they've got a couple of decent ones.
Yeah, if you say so.
Don't they have one, Von Miller?
Yeah. Okay. They do have one.
All right, well, one's a luminous number.
Bradley Chubb's been better.
Okay, so there you go. We got a couple here. Give me the under and give me Houston. Chargers, okay. Seahawks. This is an even line here. It's a pick 'em. 5-2 Chargers, the 4-3 Seahawks. Over under is 47.5. As you said, if home favorite gets the 3 points, this has gone to even. Seahawks, even if they were a 0.5 here, not a favorite here. Rivers, Gordon, get Keenan Allen right. What do you think is going down in this game?
You know, I mean, Melvin Gordon's still questionable. It's not 100% that he is going to play this game. I would assume that he does. But if he does, I think he might be on a pitch count as well. This is a hamstring injury. We know from seeing all kinds of guys with hamstring injuries this season that it's a tough one to get over for running back. I'm going to take the home team in a pick'em game. I'm going to take Seattle. I'll go with the over in this one.
I am going. Wait, I'm sorry. Who'd you pick? Seattle.
I picked home team
and the over.
Over.
Mm-hmm. I'm also going to go over, but I'm going to go with the Clippers.
Clippers and the over.
Yeah, definite
Let's
Clippers.
Let's go, Boban.
I'm going with all the talented players, Boban. So I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Boban, one,
shouldn't
three,
Boban be just, shouldn't some NFL team hire him just to stand in the middle during field goal attempts and then stick his arm straight up in the end zone?
For real. You know, I think about, like, why, we ever got an answer, why doesn't Boban get all the minutes in a game? Because, like, he could just hold the ball above everybody's head. He doesn't have to jump to dunk. Like, I don't understand.
He doesn't have to jump to dunk.
I don't understand why he doesn't stay under the basket. They throw him the ball, and he dunks it every single time. The guy should have 50 points every game.
It's like Adam Sandler playing dodgeball against a little kid.
It's like me playing against my kid. Like, that's like an 8-foot hoop.
Well,
I'm going to dunk it every time.
Last night he started, Boban. He got, he double-doubled 10 and 11 with, to assist, no he
should,
blocks.
He should do that in 4 minutes.
No blocks for him.
Really?
How's he going to get no blocks?
How many minutes was that?
23.
I like that.
Four of seven. How is he 4 of 7?
I don't know.
Why is he shooting the basket?
No.
Just stand under it.
He's got a range of half a foot. That's what it's easy for him. All right. This is the game that I hope, regionally, you are not taken away from you, because it is the Rams at the Saints. The, what is it, 6-1 Rams and the 8-0, or I'm sorry, the 8-0 Rams, the 6-1 Saints. The Rams are a 2-point road favorite with a 57.5 over. This is the game that we're all here for. Todd Gurley, Kamara, I mean, Michael Thomas, revenge game for Brandon Cooks. I'm all about that narrative. Jared Goff, Taysom Hill, Teddy Bridgewater, all the quarterbacks playing a wide receiver. This is the game that I want to be tuned into. What say you?
I'm going to take the Rams, and I'm going to go with the under. I think that is an absurd line in this game. I know both these offenses are good, but both these defenses are fairly decent as well. So, and this should be a grinded out game. The strength of both these teams is the run game. Todd Gurley and Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. So I'm going to definitely take the under. And until someone beats the Rams with a low spread, I'm going to take the Rams.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to take with the Rams as well. I mean, 2 points seems like not enough points for the Rams to be given on a game.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
They've been too good. I mean, look, you know, I think they only won by 2 points last week. Like we said before, Todd Gurley could have ran that last one into the end zone.
Oh, man, so. I got a great poll idea, and I'm just thinking of it now. I don't know if I even have enough time to put it out. What ends first? Julio Jones touchdown drought or Todd Gurley's not a touchdown in every game?
That's a good question.
I don't know how even to phrase it. So
yeah,
Todd Gurley scored a touchdown. Yeah,
Todd doesn't get a touchdown, or Julio does.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it is. Like, what happens first? Gurley scored a touchdown every game. Julio hasn't scored one. What happens first? Gurley doesn't score. Julio scores.
You know it's going to happen the same week,
though. Yeah, I know. It'll be annoying. It'll be this week. I'm going to schedule. I'm going to put that out. Look for it at Is It the Welsh? I want to put that tweet out. So what do you say, by the way?
I would say that Julio not scoring finishes first, because Gurley's going to get a touchdown every game.
That's what he does. It's 100% what he does. All right. Quickly here, the Sunday night game, great game. Packers versus the Patriots. New England is favored by 5.5, over under 56.5. What do you think?
I'm going to take, you said 56.5?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it matters. I'm going to go over on this one and take Green Bay.
Dang. I'm going to go Green Bay and under.
Green Bay and under.
Yeah. Green Bay and under. Last one here. We have, oh man, what a game. We've got the Titans at the Cowboys. Dallas is favored by 5.5. Please flex this out, Jesus. 5.5, Dallas favorite. Over-under is 40 points. We got brand new Amari Cooper.
40 points.
40 is the over-under. And Amari Cooper gets unleashed for the first time after two straight bye weeks.
Dallas in the under. Tennessee can't muster an offense right now.
I'm going to say Dallas in the over. I think this is a 20-23 game. I think
you
it's
better hope
it's
it
messy.
Is.
I know.
Let me ask you something. How is Tennessee getting to 20?
I don't know. It'll be a pick six.
Is it with Corey Davis?
A pick six, a fumble recovery.
It must be a lot of Tajay Sharp because Jonnu Smith isn't getting anything.
No. Has he caught a ball in 6 weeks?
Goddamn loser. How many sucks.
How many catches does he have on the year?
He has four, the same four he had when we looked 6 weeks ago.
It's the most worthless. All right. That's the show, guys. That's it. That's all that you got. You want more? Go follow us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. You can find our podcasts anywhere. Patreon.com/ITL Army. That's where you can have so much fun with us. You can catch me on Sunday right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with Corey. I'm not sure if Gabe is going to be there, but I'll be doing the updates as time changes goes down. And then you can catch us on Monday over on Fantrax, the Fantasy Black Book with Joe Pizzapia. And of course, at In This League, the Fantasy Football Edition, we'll have all of the Week 9 stuff for you. Otherwise, we will catch you here probably, hopefully, same time next week, as long as Adam Sandler didn't get us fired. For Bogman, I'm the Welsh. Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.